Half a minute later, a smiling Johnny was making a bird call and beckoning for Donaldine. He took the Scot inside. As one might piece together, when the cyclo attack came, the U.S. Mint had sought to evacuate its vaults. Gold! How much? In extremely heavy ingots. There it had lain, neatly, for 1,000 years. Overlooked, for everyone thought it was a tank. They estimated its weight with excited heftings. And then, their excitement dimmed.
It's less than 1/10 of a ton,
said Donaldine.
Would Turtle be satisfied with that?
Johnny didn't think so. In fact, he knew Turtle wouldn't. It was also far less than suited their own project.
1/10 of a loaf is better than none.
They packed the 200 pounds of gold in the plane and put the tank back together and scattered snow on it and around it to cover tracks. They now had about 300 pounds in gold. They needed a ton. It was enough to make one take up alchemy, the mythical conversion of lead to gold, said the historian when they returned. And in fact, he spent hours that night fruitlessly studying just that. The parson made a visit to Johnny's village to prepare the people for the possibility of withdrawal into the old base. He told Johnny his Aunt Ellen sent her love and for him to be very careful in the wild places he went. Johnny detected the parson was sweet on Aunt Ellen and privately wished him luck. They felt bad they couldn't warn other peoples on this planet. If they failed, man might indeed become extinct.
End of CD 14.